Okay, hello, welcome to Black Box. I'm super excited. This is our first episode. It's going to be about shooting your shot. Just to start off, my name is Ruth Teklu. I'm a third year and I'm majoring in legal studies and international studies.
Yeah, and I'm Aaron. I am a senior studying journalism and I'm from Rancho Cucamonga, California.
My name's what?
Rancho Cucamonga, California.
That's really the name of your town.
That's really the name of
you
my town.
That? I've never heard
I've
you say that.
I've read that, yes.
Anyway,
I've never heard you ever say that.
That's because everyone has the same reaction as Brittany over here. Where they're in disbelief. They
Wait,
pretend like it's an alien planet.
Is it like in Southern California?
Yes, it is. Okay. Yes, in Southern California.
Where is it close to?
It's close to Pasadena, California,
so
Fontana.
We should start going with that one.
But I'm not from Pasadena.
Rep his home. Let him rep his home.
Hasta luego.
All right, you're next. So go ahead, bring up your hometown, and we'll see what we have to say about that.
Hi, my name's Brittany. I am a third year studying neuroscience from the Chicagoland area. Now,
hey, you don't have to be more specific
than that.
The suburbs,
just to make that clear to everybody.
Everybody who's from Chicago knows that the Chicagoland area means the suburbs. Don't come for me.
I don't know if we can all agree on that.
You want to do me like this?
Yes, of course.
It's fine.
If we had someone from Chicago here.
But Chicagoland area means I am from an area near it. If I was from Chicago, I would say Chicago.
Okay. I feel like we need a poll. But anyways.
I accept that.
We'll just start a poll. It's fine.
We'll start a poll.
You know
what?
Let's ask the masses.
Ask them right now.
So, for my Chicago listeners, if someone says they're from Chicagoland area, doesn't that mean they're from the suburbs? Let me know. At us, please.
It kind of sounds like you're trying to say both at the same time. Like,
because
I'm from Chicago and
right,
I'm from the suburbs. Like,
right.
You sound like you're trying to make a compromise.
No,
right.
That's not.
And that's not what's happening. You're from the suburbs.
Geographically?
That's point blank, period.
Geographically, Chicagoland area involves most of Cook County and a few of the other
but
nearing
places. Do you hear the connotation of your phrase? You
would
rather say
area.
Chicagoland area
because
than suburbs. Because you know
okay,
niggas
I,
want you to be from
say,
the suburbs.
Because if I say home, people are like, oh my God, where is that from? I'm like, oh, it's like 15 minutes south of Chicago. Just say the Chicago.
Oh, you're worried about people not knowing where your hometown is.
Okay,
wow.
Look, you are from literally the middle of nowhere.
You know
what
started this is the UK for him with the
race. Yeah. Who would have thought?
You're from Timbuktu. You're literally from Timbuktu. I'm not playing with you. At least home. What are two common words?
Now she bringing up random
wow.
cities.
I'm just saying. Where are you from?
Okay, so
what's
let me go. It's less controversial. My name is Alisa. I study journalism and political science, and I am from Boynton Beach, Florida.
Okay, simple. Amazing. Are you voting? Have you voted?
I'm voting for Illinois, not Florida.
Why?
We needed you.
Well, what had happened was when I came to Northwestern my first year, they're like, hey, register to vote and also get your keys. And like, well, you never registered before, so why don't you just do it for Cook County in Illinois? And I was like, okay, fine.
Oh, no. Okay. They scammed
they
you.
Scammed
yeah,
you.
They got me. So, like, now all my friends and family are pissed at me because they're like, wow, we really could have used your vote in Florida. And I'm like,
twice now.
Can
I'm
you,
like,
can you,
too late.
Is it possible? I'm not, like, I'm new to this voting thing, you know, recently
what?
A voter. So, like, how does it work? Like, can you eventually, like, change, like, if you move back to Florida?
I think if I use my parents' like home address,
mm-hmm.
it would work out fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I like being a voter here. I like
no.
to feel like an Illinoisan.
No.
Illinoisian?
We don't. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, we don't need your vote. Really.
You're petty. You said we don't really
need
like,
you
we
in
need
Florida.
It in Florida.
Yeah, we kind of need you in Florida.
I mean,
I'm
we got
a
the Senate race.
Upset.
We got the.
We got a couple
we
got,
running the
Lisa.
Governor's race.
We got a lot going on out there.
Why are you attacking me?
We're not attacking you. We're just saying.
This is logistics, like simple, like.
This is the numbers.
Like, numbers,
this
yeah.
We could have carried that one vote over
well,
somewhere else.
Okay,
all.
Listen.
You're still important.
This was a decision made almost 4 years ago.
Okay.
Like, I was 18 years old.
It's fine.
Okay.
Okay, we're sorry.
It was a different Alisa.
Okay. We just wanted to let you know.
Fair enough. So, Brittany, do you want to introduce, or well, do you want to talk about what your package was earlier
okay.
this week?
Sure. So, 2 weeks ago, I believe, I did a package about shooting your shot because customarily on Twitter around November, like early November, late September, you start seeing people talk about cuffing season, you know, getting your gals ready, you know, your prospects, you know, the eggs in the basket. So, I wanted to go around and ask Northwestern people, you know, how do you define shooting your shot? And if you shoot your shot, most of them, you know, they weren't on the court yet. But you know, it's early in the season. We can still check in. So yeah, that's my package, and I enjoy.
Welcome back, Wildcats. As week 5 comes to an end, we are now moving into the start of fall 2018's cuffing season. I set out to ask some of Northwestern's finest how they define shooting their shot and what they're doing about it this season. I got a chance to speak with our own Freddie Bouget about his status this upcoming cuffing season.
Alright, so shooting a shot has several layers to it, you know. First off, you have your layups, okay? Surefire, you know that when you shoot this shot that you're good. 95%, like, alright, it's happening. Then you got your mid-range pull-up. Not exactly efficient, but if you know what you're doing, you're gonna have a good shot. Then you got your three-pointers. Now, unless you're Steph Curry with the shot, like, I'd be wary of taking these. And finally, there's some times where you just pull up from half court, you know, you're J.R. Henny Smith, and you just see what happens. But overall, you know, shooting a shot is pursuing someone who you are interested in. I tell people that I'm gonna shoot my shot. I insinuate that I'm gonna shoot my shot. You know, I get the face ready, I get the hand clasp, but when it comes down to actually take the mid-range jump shot, do I shoot it? Absolutely not.
Freddie isn't the only one shying away from the court. I spoke to a string of players who expressed the same sentiments.
I would define shooting a shot as you have a person that you're romantically interested in or sexually interested in, and basically you approach them and you basically want to get with them either, you know, sexually or romantically or whatever. Like, on occasion, I have been one to shoot my shot.
I think shooting your shot is like when you like confidently and clearly pursue like someone else for like just the purpose of like having them as a significant other.
Okay.
Or like just specifically being clear about your intentions with those individuals and just like, hey, let me get some, or hey, let's be in a relationship, or hey, you know what, I've been talking to you, I've been getting to know you, and I think we could take this to the next level or something like that. Me personally, I think it's, if we were to give the simple answer, probably no. There's been situations where I have like stated that I like the individual, but I feel like it took a lot more pushing from the significant other's side to really like put myself out there. But I mean, you never know, you know, it's fall quarter. Maybe I might start doing it now.
I would define shooting your shot as going for it even when all the odds are against you, because what do you have to lose? I have been known to do so in the past, not as much lately, but yes, it has been done. I have done it.
Well, there you have it, folks. Seeing as though a few of our Wildcats still haven't shaken those preseason jitters. Stay tuned for our midseason check-ins. WNUR News, I'm Brittany Henry.
So what does, I guess to everybody, like, what does shooting your shot mean to you? Have you done it? Have you been successful? Have you been blocked?
Ooh. Oh, goodness.
Has someone shot their shot with you? Like, who has stories? I know all of you have tea. Brittany.
Give me some time to relax.
People are getting put on blast.
Give me some time.
I think Brittany should go first.
Can y'all give me some time? I have to think about which ones I want to talk about. So y'all go first before I like scroll through.
What is this evasion? Like, oh my
goodness. We're coming back to it.
Yeah, please. Right. Light back up. Circle back. Circle back. I just promise I'll have a story. But just give me some time to think.
Okay. All right, you don't have to go first. Okay, maybe I can go first.
I mean,
yeah.
It was not going to be me, though.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, you can go after me, then. And then
Ruth.
Brittany.
And then,
you have enough time. I want you to go third. Ruth can go last.
Yes.
Okay, fair.
I'll just talk about the time that me and Deidre got together, because we met up because I slid in her DMs.
That's the classic shoot your shot now.
Yeah, yeah.
What did you say?
Yo, it was just something real corny, dead ass.
Wait, how long ago was it?
I love that.
I shot my shot like literally like week 3 of freshman year.
Oh wow! Yeah. Oh wow! You were
so
wait.
Cool.
He came on
like
court
3 years
early.
Ago. Yeah.
You came and said. This is what I'm going for.
And this shit, like, I don't even know why I felt confident. She sent me a friend request on Facebook, and I was like, oh, does that mean something?
Like, wait, like, so, like, no?
Hadn't met her in person.
I hadn't met her ever.
Wait, 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 wait.
I don't even know who this girl was.
He literally
literally just threw a ball in the air. It was
so bold. It's literally, yeah.
But it landed.
When I think back and I was like, yo, like, I would never do that if I went back in time with the same brain. Because that's just wild. But like, she sent a friend request to me on Facebook. And I was like, oh, shit, does that mean something? And so, of course, I accepted it. And then I was like, wow, she's like really, really pretty. Like, this is crazy. Aww. And I think a day went by. And then I don't know why, but she was just on my mind. And this just doesn't make any sense. Like, I had never met her. But I was like, you know, like, I think I got to message her. Like, some urge was inside of me.
Your heart said.
Yeah, my heart said I had to say something. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to do it. So, like, I just pulled up the Messenger app, and I was like, hey, like, I know we don't know each other or something. Like, I don't remember what I said, but I remember saying, I think you're really, really pretty. And then her response was like, oh my God, like, that is so sweet. Like, thank you.
Wow.
I cried.
Yeah. Love. So cute. Is this what that feels like?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that shot was, like, successful, too. Right? I mean,
yeah. Well, the people don't You're know, literally so shaking your head like, wow. After.
I'm wowing at your responses right now.
Because I've never heard the story of how, I didn't know.
Oh, okay.
I met Aaron before
I met
his girlfriend.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that story shouldn't have never happened, in my opinion. Like, how am I going to message a girl a day after she sends me a random friend? Because I've never met her before. Like, I mean, that's like the most purest shot on the internet that exists.
Because in my package, like, someone, like, Freddie was talking about how, like, there's different versions of shooting your shot. And he was like, sometimes you just got to throw from half court and go for it. And I feel like
I would say this shot is like, I'm behind the backboard in the out zone.
Yeah,
and but my back is to the rim, and I'm throwing it over my shoulder.
Wow. We have a live MJ, y'all. This is real. This man's some Jordans.
Just throw it over the backboard and hope it goes in.
Jesus.
And so we started talking freshman year, but, like, she got really busy with schoolwork, and so she's like, hey, I can't, like, focus on a relationship right now. And so I was like, all right, like, that's cool. I was, like, kind of heartbroken at the time, but it was cool. We all moved on, and then sophomore year came around, and we had come out with, like, the second issue of Blackboard, and one of my names was in the bylines, and, like, I remember I was walking into Plex, and I got a message from Deidre, and so she had, like, re-slid back into my DM sophomore year, and she was like, hey, I saw that you had a byline in Blackboard magazine, and I just thought the magazine looked so good. You guys did such a good job. And I was like, oh, hey, thanks. Like, I was in my mind, I was like, yo, this is hella random. Like, where did she come from?
The door was open. You didn't
but,
even know.
No, like, I was like, she could just be thanking me and stuff like that. Or not thanking me, but, like, just giving me, like, praise for the work that I did. And I was like, all right, cool. So I'm not going to play into it. But then after we said all that, she was like, so, like, how you been?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
The door was open. You didn't even know.
I knew then, after she sent that second text, I was like, oh, okay, that's where it is. And then we started texting with each other, and then we started going on dates, and then that's when our relationship started. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Black love, y'all. That's what this is.
Sorry. Hashtag black love.
All right, Alisa, it's your turn.
Thanks.
You got told the order before the
story
started.
I totally forgot. I was hoping I'd come with some reason to, like, be, like, not next. Okay, the way I would define shooting your shot, I was thinking about this all morning. Is it kind of flirting a little bit in a message? Is it, like, being, like, upfront and being like, hey, I like you, or, like, let's go out? I wasn't sure.
Mm-hmm.
What do we think?
You're really right, because it's just like, I feel like it oftentimes, like, gets kind of, like, caught up in this whole, like, oh, shooting your shots, just, like, sliding in DMs, but, like, I don't think that's it anymore. I feel like it's kind of just being like, hey, like, you know, there's just something about you, like, let's proceed further, like, we don't really, like, there's no interactions between us, like, mm-hmm. let's start to change that and move forward and just kind of, like, start to get to know each other.
Yeah, I think, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I think, like, the most general definition is just, like, making your interests known to somebody mm-hmm. somehow. Yeah. So, like, in person, over the internet, yeah. maybe, like, a subtweet or anything like that, like, can be considered shooting your... Yeah, subtweets. Like, if you know... Yeah, Snapchats.
How do people
like,
do it on Snapchat, like though?
They respond to a random story with oh. something completely unrelated.
Yes. Oh, just replying to like people's like I've had people like reply to my stories like very like directly. I'm like, oh, okay, that's what this is. But anyway, yeah.
Wow, that sounds like a story right there.
That's actually
all right, Brittany.
Please explain.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, your story. Brittany, second.
No, all right,
story
this.
Time.
I'm trying to think. I mean, like, in terms of like people like I mean, like I agree with the concept of like you know just making your interests known. In terms of like shooting shots, like I'm not a frequent shooter, like I just think a lot about it, and then I'm like, nah, man. Like I just don't think like my wrist is chill out. My wrist is hold on, chill out. I was gonna say I was gonna tell you I have a story. Calm down, jeez, you're always on me. But like, oftentimes like I just am like a blocker. Chill out, Aaron. I see you're already gassed up.
I'm just waiting for the story to be told.
I'm trying to think, what story are you talking about?
Oh no, please contemplate. Search through your memories. Go back through the archives.
Can you give me, like, a year and a time so, like, I can know which one you're referring to?
You could pick from freshman or sophomore.
Whoa. Which one?
Whatever one you want. Sorry, we're gonna have to stop you.
What?
Okay, now we're gonna play a game.
What?
Brittany, you're up.
Always
this
game
is
time.
What would you do?
What?
Minute 13.
Okay, that was wonderful.
I'm still thinking about my story.
Well, we're gonna come back to that. But first, say you have a roommate and y'all, so like you guys are not friends like that.
Okay.
And it's like freshman year, so this is like a random pick. What would you do if you came home and like their outfit was like head to toe, all of your clothes, your shoes, your pants,
what?
Shirt, everything.
Oh.
And on top of that, they went into your mini fridge, ate your leftovers, and ate your leftovers that you were planning on eating.
Okay. With. I already have an answer. Ruth, you know how I feel about people taking things without any type of heads up. So I'm like, I'm not gonna say I'm gonna fight. Cause I'm like, I'm gonna try to be peaceful, but I will cuss you out. My clothes will be ripped off your body. I will actually undress you like a toddler. Like, I don't care where you're going. I don't care if it's out to, like, meet the president's daughter. I don't care. Take my clothes off. And you could have, like... Because I would have let you warm if you asked. But, ultimately, you would be pushed, stripped of your clothes. And I might not talk to you for 2 weeks because depending on what the food was and how like excited I was like to eat it, like if it was like my favorite food and I had a bad day, like I'm gonna eat my tacos and they're gone. Oh no. I also probably would have like slept somewhere else for like 2 days because otherwise I wouldn't want to fight you. But yeah, no.
Why you still be roommates with that person?
I mean,
because Lord knows I'd be out there.
What else?
I'm gone.
I mean, I think like my but I mean like logically like. How am I gonna get out? Like, if it's a lease, what am I gonna do?
I'm ending that lease.
Okay.
We're hiring an attorney.
Okay, if it's on campus, like, wouldn't you report it to,
me and my RA would literally be, would literally be like, hello, RA, before I cuss her out, before I strip her of these items, I would like to give you, before I fight her, I just want you to know why I'm doing this, and then moving forward. Because, like, I've seen Twitter stories like this, one of my favorite Twitter accounts always talks about how her freshman year roommate wore her underwear once, and she was like, and then put them back, used, unclean,
disgusting,
and I think she had to move. So I was like, yeah, no, I can't.
There's no logical reason for that to happen. Like, what would force your roommate to like put on all your clothing, mm-hmm. not even asking, not even sending a quick tweet or like a text or something?
Me. My phone's in my hand at all times.
Very strange. Yeah. No, something is wrong with that roommate.
I would pull out my phone and get receipts. I would videotape the entire situation and be like, this bitch has all my clothes on. She ate my food.
I would literally be like, all right, so I'm just gonna have to fight this hoe. I didn't want to have to come to brawls.
It didn't have to be this way.
But here it is. We're fighting. I'm sorry. So yeah, no. I'm gonna win. Because it's my outfit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair. Does anyone have anything to add, Aaron?
He's like, no.
I already gave my answer.
Somebody wearing my clothes head to toe, and you ate my leftovers? Yeah, I don't think you value your life at that point. Like, you really didn't want me to be your roommate.
Well, I'm just thinking, like, are you trying to be me?
Right.
Like, that's are you trying to be me or something?
I mean, like, like, you can never be the best. It's fine, sweetie. But, like, you really just thought you could take my fit. And, like, you're probably not even wearing it right. You probably don't even look as cute. So, now I'm just a mismatch.
Not even wearing it right.
You're not even wearing it right. Like, there's too many
people. I feel like that's something you would say, like, in the moment. It's like, all right, first of all.
All up first.
You're not even wearing my shit right.
You so, still look raggedy, bitch. Yeah, your leave-out's crunchy.
Sorry, I had to give you a clues bomb for the raggedy comment.
What?
These are my sound effects, okay? You're literally anytime
I'm sorry. The nuclear explosion.
Are you...
No, that sounded like you're blowing your nose.
And I turned on sorry, when did I step on the Queen Radio? I'm just so confused.
So Frida!
Who made you the soundboard? I'm in Queen Radio, wow. Thanks, Anika.
Okay, back to shooting your shot.
Okay, I don't know what stories you're talking about, but I'm going to tell the story of my best shooting my shot thing.
Okay.
Which was, I think, senior year of high school. I was, like, casually, like, FaceTiming somebody that, like, I kind of had a crush on, but, like, I was like, you know, commitment. I'm about to go to college. He was, I think, a junior at the time, so I'm like, you know, it's going to be whatever, but, like, it's still nice, you know. It was prom cuffing season. Why not get somebody in the roster? So then I think we're kind of FaceTiming back and forth, and, like, I want to call it an assist because I didn't directly tell him how I felt, but, like, me and his best friend were homies. So I was like, I told his best friend, I was like, you know, I kind of think I like XYZ. And he was like, oh, word. Okay. Didn't say anything after that. And next thing I know, I'm getting a FaceTime call from homeboy. And he was like, oh, so this is how you feel? And I was like, yes. And so we talked.
It's too easy.
And so we talked for like 2.5 months. And then, you know, niggas be niggas. So that story ended very downhill.
So it didn't even go anywhere.
There was such a build up to that.
There was
story.
I mean, like, we talked for like a good like month and a half, but like, you know, niggery, dare I even say.
Niggery.
Niggery.
I see what you've been like the vocabulary you've been using before this date.
Yeah. I mean, like, we went on a date and everything. We were hanging out, we went to parties together, but it was just, you know, something wasn't right in the air.
So yeah. You curbed his ass is what you did.
Oh, I definitely cut him off. We definitely just stopped talking.
You curbed that nigga's ass.
Oh, by the way, everybody in this podcast is black.
I didn't know I could curse
just
for
so
a while. I wasn't.
No.
Hello, yes,
yeah.
I am.
Yes.
I have two African American parents.
This is the name Black Box.
This is true.
Alisa?
Okay, I'm not going to do anything recent.
Yeah,
thank
I want...
Thank you for doing the high school thing
because
first.
I'm like, they still go here. I can't do this.
But I'm going to go to, like, my freshman year of high school. There was this guy named Nigel in my middle school who I used to know.
Oh,
cute little black boy. Kind of like Urkel and, like,
No.
I was also, like, Urkel as well. We both were Urkel. It was fine.
Even more wholesome.
It was cute.
What's name?
Huh?
Keep going.
Okay. So we had done drama together, musical theater together for years, but he never said anything. We're just like good friends. And then like freshman year of high school, like after that freshman year ended, I remember getting a message from him like, oh, we like survived like our first year of high school. We go to different high schools, but you know, it's so great you made it. I'm like, yeah. And then he's like, also, I'm going to send you a message. Let me know your thoughts afterwards, right? And he sends me a message and every word is flipped. I don't know if you've ever seen that before. Like, instead of, like, the word the, like, T-H-E, it's, like, E-H-T.
Uh-uh.
He did it with, like...
Is this a cipher?
50 words. And so, like, I'm dumb. I'm kind of slow sometimes. I shouldn't say dumb. And it literally took me, like, 45 minutes to decipher this thing.
No way.
And during that time, he messages me and he's like, are you upset with me? Are you mad at me? And I'm like, oh, God, what is going on? And... I figured it out. The thing is, he still was Urkel to me, and, like, not a cute Urkel.
Aww.
So it basically said, you know, I really like you, I've liked you since middle school, and I really want to, like, go out or something. And I don't know what I said. Did I respond back? I hope I responded back. But
No,
I'm pretty sure I responded back, and it was something along the lines of, like, thank you, Nigel.
Mm-hmm.
Have a great summer.
Oh, we didn't even address.
You gave him a hard curve.
It was like, I'm good love. That's literally what you said. I'm good love. Enjoy.
He was so
I was 14 years old.
Hold on.
I was a child.
Still.
Stop. She had a right. All first. if someone gives me a puzzle piece of a message, you are kind for deciphering it. I'd have been like, run this back correctly, my nigga, or else it's not getting read. Like, I have to sit down.
You have to get
a pen and paper and really sit down and rewrite everything. Like, this is like a crossword puzzle.
Hey, but look, flipping the words of that message, first of all, that's clever. It is clever.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
That's something a guy would say.
It's clever.
You wonder, how is it clever?
It's clever because it's simple and it's cute.
Okay, so how?
It's not simple.
It's not simple.
Just flipping the words from T-H-E to words. E-H-T like that.
50 words. I want you to talk the rest of the day. Send all of your text messages backwards.
In secret, I love you messages.
Yes,
just
please.
To everybody.
Please, go ahead.
That's what the setting was for.
But, like, I'm going to be mad, first off, because I'm going to be like, why'd you send this to me? Like, I got to really do this, and then I have to unpack your emotions, and then I have to reply. Like, that's three steps. Like, you could have just sent it to me. I'm sorry.
He was also really young, too. Like,
that's
looking
fair.
Back on it, I'm
but
like, that is adorable.
You guys were young
bees.
It was cute.
You know? And he probably was nervous and stuff.
Oh, so it was cute.
I said it was cute. But the simplicity.
Okay, I understand. Like, like being young, like that's definitely.
Aaron's defending this.
Like, oh
no, I'm not
y'all,
defending it. I'm not defending anything. Like, Alisa, of course, can do whatever she wants. She doesn't have to like acknowledge him. She has all the right to curb him too. I'm just saying,
yes.
She curbed him hard. She curbed him hard.
And you know what? It is okay.
Thank you, but I'm just awkward when it comes to like, I'm just awkward when it comes to certain romantic things. Like, if this happened, like, today,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if it a different
would
response.
He said, I'm not sure anything's gonna change. You know what? Here's what I would do. You know how, like, they have, like, the little, like, heart or, like, the ha-ha or the thumbs up? I would give it a thumbs up and just call it. I would give, like, a heart and be like, that's it.
That's a smiley
face. A heart? That's misleading.
Like, I'm gonna like the Brittany, like the message. That's it.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Because, I guess the modern-day version of that would be he would type it in invisible ink, and you'd have to, like, type it.
Oh.
No, I hate those two. I hate those two. Like, send your message, please. And then you just like it, and you're good.
Come on, let them live. Let them send, like, secret key messages, man. All I know is if I was shooting my shot and someone said, thank you, Aaron, have a nice season.
Season?
Yeah, like, whenever I'm shooting my shot, that would make me feel so loserish.
Oh,
like,
my God. I do feel somewhat bad now.
Don't. Anyway. Well,
I'd be like, I can't shoot my shot for the next month and a half, like, because I clearly not doing it right.
I'm going to go back to the board.
Okay. I'm going to just accept being alone for the next 2 months.
No, you
and try to recover from this.
Go back to the locker room, reevaluate your plays, and then get back out there.
Yes.
But leave the messages behind.
Delete it.
Yeah, I would delete that. I don't need a reminder.
That play wasn't good. Delete the thread. Maybe even take a break. Take a timeout.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I would take a break.
I think you need a timeout, yeah. That's an injury. You'd be injured for this
game. Yeah, that's like getting your ACL torn.
That's basically what it is.
Like, yeah, in the cupping season.
I get it.
Right, that was me. Yep, Ruth.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh. Quite honestly,
let me think. Was the last time you shot?
I never have.
I don't think ever.
You've gotten.
I told you, I will never,
because yeah. I don't know. I just.
But we've had discussions about this. Like, we're very two completely different persons. Like, I don't shoot my shot often, but like, I'm not against it. It's just like I'm never like my spirit's never just invoked to really shoot the shot. Ruth will like,
I will never.
Oh yeah,
do
I'm
it.
Down. But she's like,
I will never.
She
do
will
it.
Sit on that
never
bitch,
shoot
ever.
A shot.
Hands crossed, literally purse in hand.
Yeah, I will sit there and be like, I'm not doing it.
She'll
this.
Be posted up. Mm-mm. She refuses.
Mm-mm.
Well, have you ever gotten close?
No.
No.
She's never set foot on the court.
No.
And I feel like I'm her coach, and every now and then, like, she recently called me, was like, you know, how do you, like, she was just curious, like, how do you, and I was like, I mean, here, these are the steps, and she was just like, nah, bruh.
I'm also very lazy.
But I feel
and
like.
I just don't like going out of my way.
That's true.
You know?
Is there, like, a thing of just being, like, curved? Is it, like, a fear of curvature?
Not really.
A fear of curve.
Is that because I said
it? Sound like you about to like explain an equation or something.
Hi, guys.
All right, the curvature of the shot.
The arc length. I'm sorry, this is too physicsy for me. Keep going.
Maybe partially like being afraid of looking dumb.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just also I feel like I've never I have more stories about people shooting their shot.
That's true. You like, have a lot of curving
the weirdest
stories.
Like the most off the wall type shit. And so I feel like,
are we gonna need one?
Now I will say Ruth does not have a lot of shooting her shot stories, but the amount of times I've watched her block a shot is amazing.
You Ruth, Dikembe Mutombo.
She literally is. She's literally Dikembe. And I was like, I've watched it firsthand happen. And I was like on the side. Like,
hey, Brittany, watch this.
Literally me just like, I'm literally recording her like
the
it's world star.
Random of times though. Like
they're so, it's so funny to watch you curve people. Because she's that's awkward funny. And she has to like maneuver.
That's the other thing. I can't accept being gassed, so when it happens, I just don't know what to do, and
she's
then I
like,
run away.
She like mouth smacks for 6 seconds, and then she runs away. Ruth is a runner, 100%. We've gotten into arguments.
Physically run or
yes,
like
physically? Physically, like we've been in situations
well,
together.
All right, it's a story time. There's too many details,
I'm
not
like
enough substance.
Oh, 100. Like she just stopped running last year. Like now she kind of walks away, but like she used
no,
to.
No, now I can handle myself.
She used to.
Freshman year, I was like a deer in headlights.
She sprinted.
And every time a car pulled up, I would be like, what is the funniest?
What is your best one?
You ain't comfortable. Okay. There's a difference between like. There have been times where I've gone to the city with, like, my friends,
mm-hmm.
and, like, random dudes will just do some, like, they'll grab you on the street.
Oh, I don't like that at all. That's so uncomfortable and so scary.
So there's stuff like that that's more, like, scary than anything, which I feel like running is justified in that situation. Yeah. I think the funniest one, Brittany was there, actually.
Which one was it?
I think I told you about this, actually, Erin. But, okay, so I was a freshman, and I was at this house party, and there was this guy, and, like, I was with Brittany and, like, a couple other people, and we were just hanging out, like, the party had just started, so we were, like, just, like, getting drinks, whatever, whatever. And so he, like, introduces himself, and he's like, I'm so-and-so, and I'm like, oh, okay. She knows exactly
what I'm about
to say.
Oh, my.
I don't know this story.
Let her finish. Please.
I'm not going to stop, but I'll remember. So he, anyway, like, people are just having, like, small talk. And then I specifically remember that Work by Rihanna came on in the other room. And out of nowhere, like, we're literally talking like this in a circle. He grabs my hand and says, okay, we're going now. And tries
what?
To lead me.
Okay, now I do need to interject. Yeah, because we, like, now that we need to set the scene. So, like, Ruth, it was, like, a small circle. And, like, the way I was angled, I didn't see you get grabbed.
She was distracted by something else. By, like, she was, like, asking some other person, like, what they were drinking. And she was, like, so intrigued by it. So she was, like, looking in their cup. But meanwhile, this dude is like, mm-hmm. okay, come on, we're going. Like, let's go.
And the
mind you,
I
he's also, like, a senior or something. Like, he's a lot older than me.
You don't even go here.
You're a freshman.
I was a freshman.
And he's a senior.
And I was not used to this type of shooting your shot, like, very in a very direct way.
Yeah.
And so I was like, sir, like... what? And I would like pull my hand away, but he would keep grabbing it.
No.
So I was slowly being led out of this room, and I didn't want to like, I didn't want to be like, I don't know, rude about it, like in his face, because he did this in front of a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
and I feel
like
that takes
circle.
Courage. So I didn't want to like, I didn't want to be a bitch about it, but I was also like, I don't want to go anywhere with you. So I like turned around and I kept trying to make eye contact with Brittany, like, please help me.
But, like,
I
wasn't
that look.
But, like, I wasn't looking, so, like, as she was getting pulled away, the person I was talking to literally was like, I think you gotta go. And I turned around, and she's being pulled into the darkness, and I had to literally, like, no!
Pulled into the darkness!
Literally.
Goodness.
Oh my gosh. So that was, like, the weirdest.
That is scary.
Yo.
And weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was, yeah.
That was
Freshman year was a lot.
Freshman year was a great... interesting.
It was actually low-key funny. We could make a TV show out of it.
We have a theory that our freshman year was kind of like a TV show. Like, each quarter was its own season.
A better version of Grown-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Better than Grown-ish.
A little bit more realistic.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
I mean,
Grown-ish, she, like, goes to college.
She goes to college.
And then she starts dating the star basketball player, and he, like, announces on national television that he loves her. I'm like, that doesn't happen.
Like, it was so realistic up until that storyline. I was like, Yara, I wanted...
And he's going to the NBA, but he wants to take her with him, like,
what?
You know.
And when he could, he leave her ass full, like,
Sorry. To quote Kanye, might be.
Yeah.
Kanye? Yeah.
He's getting better, though.
He admitted he's being used.
He said he's been used.
Does he still represent? Does he still rock with his boy, though?
We don't know yet. He said he's going to stop talking about it, stop really being a part of politics, which I appreciate.
I appreciate it.
Man, that man's canceled.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was just saying, but that ex is still there.
Like, you can't just do all this for like what, a year or something, and then he's like, not gonna do it anymore.
And I will say, I feel like a lot of it came with like, I think I forgot like what easy drop there was, but this was the first time it didn't sell out. So I was like, I feel like his commentaries kind of slowly started to come back and affect his pocket. So now he's like,
I'm gonna take my hat off because y'all seem upset, and I'd be like, but you still put the hat on. It's still, you just put the hat in the closet. You still own that.
Like, he doesn't even know why we're angry. Like, he's just concerned with the image. Like, he's not like, oh, I'm taking this hat off because it's actually, like, a white supremacist symbol.
Yeah.
Instead, it's like, oh, I'm going to take it off because, like, it's affecting me and, like, you guys don't like it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of fake.
No, Kanye. I'm just the old Kanye.
But does anyone else have stories? What would you recommend, since you're a male perspective, to like how a female should go about shooting her shot?
Man.
And then we'll give like our feedback to men.
Wait, I feel like we should also give like our preferred version of like guys shooting their shot, because I feel like we also have our very like eclectic tastes about it.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. But from the black male perspective, a woman can shoot her shot in any way she wants. And that shit will probably go in. Like, every woman is like Steph Curry on the court, honestly. Like, it's so hard for y'all to miss.
I'm sorry.
It's so hard for y'all to miss. Like, seriously. Like, what, you want to, like, go up to him and be upfront? If you want to shoot your shot in the DMs? If you want to subtweet? Or subtweeting, like, that... Most niggas is not going to catch that. I'm sorry, but they're not. But the other direct methods, like, if women are more direct... That will work out more, like, honestly.
Okay. Taking notes, right?
Good to know,
I'm not saying it's going to be 100%.
So don't do this. But I mean, and not then even get rejected Steph. And then come to me and be this is what you said.
But like, I don't even think Steph has, like, 100%, you know, accurate.
Yeah,
you know?
Steph doesn't have 100%. But, like, I'm dead serious. Every woman's Steph Curry on the court. Like,
that's a great one.
If you shoot your shot in the DMs, that you'll probably get a positive response.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I have to say.
Okay, to all our listeners, we definitely want you to check that out and actually try that. And if it actually does work, what's your Twitter handle?
My Twitter handle is Louis _A1. So that's like LOUIEE and then _A1. That's my handle.
That's a great Twitter, y'all. It's great. Follow it.
Oh, you ain't got to guess me like that.
Right, so if it works or doesn't work, please let him know.
Blame him. At him. Anybody, like, what is your preferred? Like, Wreath, what's your preferred? Because I feel like you get a lot of, like I said, you're the block queen. So, like, what does it take?
Don't call me that.
What does it take for Wreath to be like, I'll allow it?
It depends. Yeah. I think it also depends on, like, what the objective is. Mm-hmm. I think that really filters folks out, you know?
Okay, that's fair.
Like, I think at this point, you know, like, the face that dudes make and then, like, the hand clasp? Mm-hmm. I will spray out of the room if you do that. You know what I'm talking about? The, like,
there it is, right there. Aaron, for everyone who can't see him, Aaron just did it perfectly. First try.
Just clap your hands together and then just twist them around a little
Birdman
bit.
Birdman hand rub.
Like you're washing your hands.
Birdman hand rub.
Yeah, look, little Birdman hand rub.
Press the lips together ever so slightly. Like the light skin, like just.
Yeah, what would you call it? Like the Ayo Ma or something?
Yes. Let me holler at you. Let me speak to you real quick.
Ayo Ma. Like, something like that, yeah.
It's a little gross, I agree.
Yeah.
It makes me uncomfortable.
It just makes me nervous. I don't know what's gonna happen next, you know?
But wait, what would actually work?
I feel like if you're just, like, normal about it, you know? Like, some dudes just don't know how to talk to women, I feel like. And they just kind of... I don't know if it's, like, a nervousness. Mm-hmm. But I feel like just being normal and just, like, asking about the person, like, hey, like, I'm so-and-so, what are you about, blah, 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 is, like, the best way to go. But that's also more so, like, if you're trying to get to know somebody as opposed to, like, you know, just trying to hook up, so.
Yeah, that's fair. Do you have any commentaries?
I would say direct is like the best thing to do, because mm-hmm. it's like, oh, okay, I don't have to like think too hard about this or worry, do they like me or do they not like me, and like mm-hmm. how they're acting around me. Mm-hmm. But I'm also the I'm not the block queen, but I'm leave them on red. Like, I will not respond to certain things. I'll be like, oh. And then I turn away. And then I turn away. I just don't respond. I just don't say anything. And I just keep it moving.
Okay.
Which I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but that's just what I do.
You do what's best for you, period.
Wait, but define direct real quick, because, like,
okay.
Yeah,
so,
need to know.
The most successful shoot your shot that's ever happened for me at Northwestern was someone just coming up to me at a party and being like, catching up, whatever, and being like, hey, what are you doing next week?
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, like, you know, are you busy next week? I'm like, yeah, oh, guys, whatever. He's like, why don't we go get mm-hmm. some lunch or something? And I was like, oh, okay. It was that simple.
Plans. Okay.
It was that simple. Yeah.
I think I would agree. I feel like oftentimes the best way to shoot your shot at me personally is just like, I don't like when people like will comment just about appearance type of, like, I hate just like, oh my God, you look like a snack, like, cool, whatever, like, like, thanks, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's just like kind of like a conversation being like, okay, for prime example, like pinning a tweet or like something like, oh, this is funny, like sending people tweets and just like kind of like starting a conversation from there. And I also do really like the directness of being like, hey, like, what are you up to like this weekend, like, what are you doing this weekend, like showing like some type of initiative, because I'm just like, oh, I don't have to really like sit here and like plan this, because like I'm an overthinker, being like, oh, why are you here, what do you want from me, like, is this a joke, like, just like thinking about all these different things, whether it's like you're like, oh, let's go to like get food like later,
but that never happens.
Yes,
like, the overwhelming
it's
majority
so
of like people that have taken shots have never tried to like actually make plans. It's more just like, what are you doing tonight?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Oh, okay. That
yeah
makes...
which
and
is different.
You might already have plans, or you might, you know, even be comfortable enough,
or I might
yeah.
just want to go home and eat pizza, like.
Okay,
Reese.
We understand.
I just want to chill out tonight.
She's like, I
don't want to do anything. Much less with you.
But yeah, that's when I feel like shooting your shot at me, or like my preferred shot mm-hmm. receival would be, mm-hmm. I guess, the term. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like a numbers game then.
How so?
Because y'all are agreeing that like a normal direct approach
mm-hmm.
is like the best way to approach.
Okay.
But of course, like, if some random dude comes up to you with that approach, but like he's not your type in numerous different facets,
mm-hmm.
like,
oh yeah, it can go
he
wrong.
Ugly, or he dressed bad,
oh, no.
or he smell bad.
Okay,
like all this, like then this
oh.
not gonna work, right?
No, it
okay.
won't work at all.
Yeah.
Okay, thinking about this in the reverse, okay, there are reasons why, like, I believe guys are like afraid to do something so direct,
yeah.
because we
mm-hmm.
could like just completely destroy them.
Yeah.
Like,
there's like a million
never.
Reasons.
Like, there's so
rejected.
Many things, and that's so valid. And I think that's what's so great about social media. Like, you can just, you know,
my
put it out there,
and
it's
just
fine.
Day.
Right, and if the person doesn't respond, it's like, okay, move on. Like,
mm-hmm. yeah.
That's something that I don't think, like, guys understand.
What?
Like, they, like, try to follow what women tell them to do, but, like, they're just not the package. Or, like, they don't understand that, like, women have lives. So when like they feel entitlement when they shoot their shot, does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes.
Like
yes, yeah.
they're like, hey, like I was like, this is not the first time I've heard women say, hey, just like be normal in a conversation,
yeah.
like just be normal. And so guys will like try that, and they'll be like, oh, it didn't work. Like, this is why women suck, because they don't know what they're talking about. But bro, like, she doesn't owe
like,
you anything.
Yeah.
And but I mean that I'm just trying to speak like from the male perspective on other males, like. Like, we have entitlement issues with that.
Yeah.
And that should be, like, eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
ASAP.
That needs to be unpacked and gotten rid of. You
should
so
I play
right.
the clues bomb for that?
Yeah.
Hold on, I have to sign it.
Wait, is unpack one, too?
Hmm?
The clues bomb? Like, what's the association here?
Anytime you say something that's... like very valid.
Okay. All right. A good point. That's fair.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening to this podcast. We were kind of all over the place.
This
but
is
I had
fun.
Well,
for our
fun.
First podcast. A lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear you. I'm sorry, this is not related to the podcast, but your thank you next commentary, I'm very excited to hear.
Oh yes.
Okay. How should we sign off?
All right. Thank
I
you for listening.
Go in a circle.
And say
our names.
Our names again.
Oh, okay. So this is Ruth Teklu.
This is Aaron Lewis.
This is Brittany Henry.
And I'm Alisa Nazaire.
Okay, thank you for listening to Black Box. Please tune in next time, and yeah.
Bye, y'all.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Don't go too crazy.
Shoot shots, please.
Oh, my goodness.